Good morning, Lolo.
Hi, good morning.
Everyone knows the barber in Avalon. He's 89 years old, sole proprietor, still working 6 days a week.
Oh, my name is Lolo Solana. I am a barber on Catalina Island for many years, since 1955.
That's right. For over 60 years, Lolo's been cutting hair on Catalina Island at a shop he calls his own, Lolo's Barbershop.
The first price was $1.25. Now we're up to $19.
And he only really likes to do one type of haircut, short. Lolo's done his fair share of interviews in the past for newspapers and magazines. I know because I've read a lot of them. I could tell you about the barbershop. I could tell you about the three old swivel chairs, worn leather and fading chrome. Or about the dusty shaving products on the shelves that nobody has touched since the mid-80s. You see this shop. This shop is like a trophy cabinet. Pictures of storms Avalon Harbor has weathered, movie stars walking around town, and sports. Lots of sports, baseball pennants, batting helmets, youth baseball team photos, and a picture of Tiger Woods as a child playing golf on the island. Those stories have been told before, but if you lean into him, he'll reveal to you so much more.
He didn't play well, but he played well enough for a five-year-old, you know.
I learned Lolo is one of 11 children, and admittedly, that's been reported. But what if I told you he was born to Mexican immigrants who moved to America to find opportunity, a better life, and they found it on Catalina? Lolo's father was a big influence on his life.
Oh, pretty much, yeah. He's a true American. Look at it. He's smiling and her. Yes, we were very, very, very close. Yeah. Well, he was a hard worker. He was strictly a laborer. All his life he was a laborer, but he worked hard. Hello. He worked hard all his life, see?
Lolo was born on Catalina, and his father set an example for him to give back to his community.
It's like Jack Kennedy said, what can you do for your country? Not what can your country do for you? This is why all these immigrants that are coming in now from the different countries, you come to this country to help this country. This country will help you if you pitch in and help yourself also, you know.
While Lolo was busy at the barbershop, his wife, Lydia, was home raising their four children. He beams proudly when he tells me about how after the kids were all grown up, she went back to work and became Avalon's postmaster. He tells me she was smart, intelligent, a good cook, married for 52 years.
How long has she been gone now?
She died in 2008. She'd been gone 10 years.
How's life without her?
Hard, real hard. Yeah. Well, you see my house, you can tell how dead it is, hard. Hello, hi, how are you?
You got a brand new American flag out here.
Oh, it's been there about a month.
People come in to visit Lolo all the time. They smile, they wave. And because the front door at Lolo's barbershop is always open, that can lead to people walking in. People Lolo doesn't want listening to our conversation. He's the band leader. So he pulls me out of the shop and we look for a place to sit down. And look some more. I'm not finished with him, but it's clear he's just about finished with me.
Yeah. Well, we almost finished anyway.
Yeah.
See, I get interviewed all the time and I get kind of, hi. The guy from the newspaper over there. We sat here, same thing like you, and we interviewed. Yeah. And other people have interviewed him. Museum has interviewed me all the time. Now they want another interview and stuff. But you get tired of just being repetitious over and over and over.
Tell me what you want to talk about. You know?
I don't want to talk about anything. I've already talked to you about a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Does it get lonely at all?
Definitely, yeah. I got plenty to do. I got things that keep me occupied.
He does have people looking out for him. Friends like Tom.
Tom Ritchie, barber.
Tom's from Palm Springs. He met Lolo 10 years ago and comes to visit from time to time, making sure he's doing okay. Spending time with Lolo made me wonder, does Lolo need to work? Does he really cut hair for the money?
He doesn't really have to work. He enjoys working. He enjoys being here with the people. He said, why should I retire and stay home doing nothing? I can come to my shop and have all these people come by and say hi to me every day. It keeps him going, you know.
89, he loves to work.
This is Lolo's brother, Sylvester.
He enjoys working. He loves meeting people, just like, well, our family. We've been around visitors for years and years. I mean, that was our bread and butter with the tourists. And he enjoys talking to people. And all my family, we just love people.
When you're 89, though, you see people come and go. When you're 89, how do you look forward? How do you see into the future?
What do I see about me? I'll probably be dead. If I'm, I'm 89 years old. You know, time's kind of short, you know, who knows.
People who reach Lolo's age are well beyond retirement. They sell the business, they move on, but not the barber in Avalon.
It's like my wife dying. When she died, they said, well, what are you going to do, retire? I said, if I go home, if I retire and leave here, you guys that are visitor friends of mine, you're not going to come to the house and visit me. I get a lot of friends that come in day in, day out.
A barbershop is a town hall. A barbershop is a place where ideas are debated, opinions argued, and decisions are made. Lolo's barbershop is cozy. It's warm and inviting. On an island community like Avalon, people look out for each other. People care for each other. People look out for Lolo, even when they don't need a haircut. Sometimes it's just to buy a shirt with Lolo's Barbershop on the back for $20.
Extra, extra large white.
The end comes to us all eventually. It's not something that's avoidable. Sometimes we live our lives for ourselves. Sometimes we live our lives for each other. Is Lolo scared of who might be the judge of that?
No, it does not scare me.
Why is that?
No, if the good Lord wants to take me, I have had a real good life, and I would be happy to repeat it again, the same way. That the fact that the good Lord has been good to me, and I'm Catholic, and I believe in the church, and I believe when the time comes. It's like, well, I lost my wife, I lost some of my good friends, but we all have to go somewhere, sometime, you know.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop on Catalina Island, I'm Robert Haig.